Hey, folks, we're glad you joined us today for Older and Wiser. As always, I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, and I'm joined by my good friend Susan Sikora up there in Northern California. You look like you look great today. You look healthy and robust.
It's amazing what lip gloss will do.
Well, you had your first vaccination, so maybe that's it.
Oh, I don't know. You know, hopefully. I had the first one, and in one more week and 2 days, I will get my second. I think everybody gets a sense of relief. I don't know if the relief is overdone.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute, too, because we that's one of the items we're going to discuss today is the vaccinations and what can you do once you've had the vaccination. You know, you feel, is it a ticket to ride or is it not? We're going to look into that a little bit today. First, I came across this item this morning in the paper. I just thought this was the greatest idea in the world. Here's the headline: wax figures of celebrities fill seats at famed New York City restaurant. It's a steakhouse called Peter Luger Steakhouse, and Madame Tussauds has apparently teamed up with them and put some of their wax figures in the restaurant to kind of fill it up, because now during the coronavirus pandemic, they're only allowed to have, you know, 25% or so of their people in the restaurant. So it makes it look like there's more of a crowd.
Like there's more people. This sounds to me like the paraffin celebrity version of the cardboard people at the baseball game.
Yes. Yes. And I listen, I've always believed that there's a business in this. I wanted to create a restaurant called Popular, and I wanted to put mannequins in the seats. And then so it looked like the place was crowded. Because, you know, you don't want to go to a restaurant that's not crowded, right? You look in the window and there's nobody in there. We don't want to go in there. It must not be very good.
Wait a minute. This, to me, I don't think this works. I mean, it's a cute idea. It gives somebody something to do. And, you know, God love you. If it saves somebody's job because your job is getting the mannequins and putting them in the seats because we don't have a lot of customers yet, fine. I'm all in.
Yeah.
However, what's going to happen when you say they're not eating? They're not ordering. They're not chewing.
I think it's I don't know. I just feel like you go into a restaurant and it's one of those opportunities to go up to a celebrity and ask for a selfie. They can't say no. You're going to get your selfie.
They can't say anything.
It's brilliant. I think it's brilliant. I think it should be all over the country. I want restaurants full of mannequins. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then you go have dinner there, enjoy it, and report back.
Okay. All right. Today we want to talk a little bit about the COVID-19 vaccine and what you can do once you've had it. It sure feels like a free pass. And I don't know. Now, you had your first. I believe you've had your first. Right.
I had my first. Yes.
What was the experience like up there in Northern California?
It was really good, actually. It was at a local high school. I had to drive a little bit because it wasn't exactly downtown, but it was about a 15-minute drive. It was a nice drive north. It wasn't bad. In Sonoma County.
Did they do drive-through?
It was a drive-through. And that's what I wanted, because I have been, I mean, I'm the most paranoid of all my friends about this, maybe. Although when I talk to some of them, I find out they're as paranoid as I am, and they're not doing anything either in terms of running around. Mm-hmm. However, I wanted a drive-through because I didn't want to think, I've been so careful. I don't want to sit in some closed space and think, oh, somebody's over there coughing. And now, do I have it? I don't want to spend like an hour waiting for that. I have to say I was pleased with the whole experience, and I look forward to getting the second one in a week.
I've had my first and my second, I'm happy to say, and both experiences were amazingly quick. I mean, there was no line hardly at all, which was happy and nice for me, but it concerned me that there wasn't enough vaccine. Otherwise, there would be more people getting shots in arms. So I was a little concerned that where are all the other people? Why am I here alone getting my vaccination? It feels a little weird.
I did hear, by the way, that the Johnson & Johnson one, though, in terms of getting really sick, being hospitalized or dying, those are high numbers. I thought I heard 100%. Don't quote me. I'm not an expert.
It's up
but
there. Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, and that's the real reason why you get a vaccination, isn't to avoid getting infected at all. It's to not get sick or not die, you know, and
that's really what we're trying to stop. I mean, if you get the symptoms and you can ride them out and you're okay, that's one thing. If you have to go to the hospital, that's a whole other thing.
Here's an item I came across in the Atlantic. The headline was, "I'm vaccinated. Now what can I do?" And
I saw that piece.
Yeah, it kind of made me go, right, I want to know too. Can I travel freely? Can two vaccinated people from different households eat lunch together? Would that be okay? If your parents are vaccinated but you're not, can you see them inside? These are all things that people are asking now. And unfortunately, the answer is a little fuzzy, isn't it?
I have the answer. Here's what you can do after you've gotten your second vaccine.
Uh-huh.
You can coordinate your mask to your blouse. Or shirt. Okay.
I love
Let
your
me tell
mask.
You something.
That's nice.
You know what? Can I be very blunt here? Putting a bra on is a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Putting this on is not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's really
well,
not.
Well, I wouldn't know the bra thing, but.
No, you certainly wouldn't.
It doesn't have any way, you know, it's easier to attach probably to your ears. According to these doctors that they asked, those who are vaccinated can still be infected and test positive for COVID. That's the bummer part.
Yes.
But you are way, way less likely to get sick or certainly not die, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you could still get infected, so you could theoretically go to a restaurant, get infected at the restaurant, take it home, and then transmit it to someone in your household. That's
and you may, yeah, and you may still not have symptoms, I understand.
You'd
so
be
that if you don't have symptoms
yeah.
and you don't know you have it, you don't know that you even went to the grocery store maybe and went by somebody or somebody sneezed 5 seconds before you got to the aisle with the jam that you're buying. And then you've got it and you don't know it. And you could give it to somebody. You could take it home to an older parent. You could take it home to or to work if you're in a workplace. Here's the point. I think people have to understand this is not a free pass to, you know, hey, okay, I'm vaccinated. I can do whatever I want. You can't.
But the early data is showing that the vaccine stops at least some of the transmission. So I think we can feel good about that at least. One of the things that I found really fascinating and made me feel more optimistic yesterday, we've always been wondering, how long is this vaccine good for? Like, if I get the shot, am I protected for a year, 2 years, or three months?
I don't think they
haven't known too much. But I saw the CEO of Pfizer on the other day, and he said that the truth is that they only have 7 months of data. What they know right now is that at least 6 months or more, the protection is very robust. Mm-hmm. So it's not like... It isn't a 3 month vaccine. We know that much.
No.
It's at least 6 months and it keeps going on and on. It could be a year. It could be 2 years. We don't even know. But the good news is you're good for at least 6 months. And if we keep following the data, we may find that it is even good for a year.
This whole thing is, as they say in acting, organic, and it's evolving and we're learning. And I think a month from now or a year from now, both, we'll know more.
Yeah.
And if they say time to get another vaccine, the good news is hopefully we will have figured out how to ramp up getting this produced. There may be other vaccines besides the two and possibly third one now. And then not only will there be more, there might be more ways to do it. And they'll know that drive-through works better than at the CVS or, you know, whatever it is. Well, they'll work out the kinks and they'll learn from them so that hopefully the next time we do this, it'll go more smoothly.
Absolutely right. All right.
Even more.
I found this item at pbs.org. Here's the headline. Amid COVID-19 pandemic, flu has virtually disappeared in the U.S. Virtually disappeared. Imagine that.
No surprise.
In recent years, flu has been blamed for 600 to 800 annual hospitalizations and 50 to 60,000 deaths per year. From the flu, this year, nobody sees the flu. There was a doctor in the Maine Medical Center in Portland said, so far they've seen zero flu cases. 60,000-80,000 people were dying across the country last year, and now there's practically none.
Okay. And you want to know what I think? It's first of all, because we're wearing these.
Yeah.
Because if there's a flu out there, this will, you know, if you're going to get it, this will up your protection, at least, if not completely protect you.
Right.
Secondly, if somebody sneezes, again, if they've got a mask on, it's not going completely into the air. People are being more careful. We're washing our hands more. I don't even want to get into who doesn't wash their hands and where and when.
Right.
And so I think we're being careful about these things because there's something that is much more threatening than the flu could possibly be for most of us or for more of us.
Did you get a flu shot this year?
I got one in, when did I get mine? I got mine in October or November, I think it was.
I don't know, I
may be due for that again, but I'm not sure.
I missed mine before I didn't get one. Wasn't intentional, but I also wasn't feeling good at the time I was going to get one, and I thought I better wait until I'm feeling better.
You know what, I'll take that back. I got mine after this pandemic stuff started, which was like about really February, March that we knew about it. And I remember thinking, hurry up, I'm here. I got a mask, you got a mask, but hurry up. I don't want to be inside here too long. Because I just went to the drugstore and she was easy and good. And I got in and out and that was it.
Yeah.
So I think I got it in, March of last year. So it's been about, a year. Maybe it was later.
They did give out 190 million flu vaccine doses. So maybe that's part of why it's low. Although the efficacy for the flu vaccine isn't what the COVID-19 vaccine.
That's
it's 50-60%. So you could still get it.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? We may wipe the influenza off the face of the earth.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Wouldn't that be?
If it turned out that because of this, I mean, how many silver linings can you find in COVID? Not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stretched to find one, but this might be one, and at least maybe, and this is not necessarily the case, you have to be vigilant. If they tell you to go out and get your flu shot, you shouldn't think, well, I got the COVID shot, I'm fine. It's not going to cover the same thing, probably. If they tell you to go out and get the flu shot, go get it. You know?
All right. Finally today, I came across this item. I thought this was very interesting because as we all know, as we're getting older, we want to know how do we live as long as possible. And we look to people who seem to have the secret. You know, we're always asking old people, like 90-year-olds, what's your secret for long life? You know,
and they usually say,
invariably say, I drink 5 gallons of liquor every day.
Yeah, smoke a pack of cigarettes a day, right?
That's obviously not the secret to long life. But the Japanese perhaps have the secret. Who knows? According to this, here's the headline, 9 Steps to Longer Life, Learn Longevity Secrets from the Japanese People. And this was in the TimesNowNews.com. What's interesting is the average life expectancy in Japan is 87.45 years for women and 81.41 years for men. That seems pretty good because the average global life expectancy is about 69 years. So they're doing something right over there.
Yeah.
And so let's look at some of these items and see how many of them do you do? How much are you Japanese in the way you live your life? Okay.
Does owning a kimono count? No.
No, that counts. That counts. It's not one on the list, but it certainly counts.
Not going to extend my life. Go ahead. Okay. Not going to make me healthier, I guess.
All right. The Japanese say eat only until you are 80% full. Do not get, if you're full, after a meal, you've overdone it. So only eat until you're 80% full. Do you do that?
Well, I think it makes sense. If you eat slowly.
Yes.
I used to eat slowly as a kid. And everybody's, oh, she's so skinny. Why didn't you eat? And my mother was always at the table. Hurry up, Susan. Hurry up, Susan. Hurry up. I was always the last one.
And you ate slowly. You chewed every bite 32 times probably, right?
Then I started, when my husband and I started dating, Skip, God love him, he ate fast. And he was a big guy. I mean, he was tall.
He needed a lot of nutrition.
Yeah, we'd be on a date and he'd be done with his meal and I'm still chomping because I'm talking or what have you. Wish I'd have kept that.
That was it. It's because you're talking the whole time.
So I wish I would do that again.
And eating.
I'm going to start talking out loud when I eat alone.
Well, speaking of eating slowly, that is actually one of the things that the Japanese do. They consider mealtime sacred. They serve smaller portions and they have a slower eating style because you're supposed to eat in a dedicated dining area, not sprawled out in front of the TV you know, looking at your cell phone, and you eat with chopsticks, which naturally slows you down. Eating slower, maybe that would help us eat slow.
I think that's key, and I've heard that a number of times with various diet plans or people saying this is how you want to lose weight easily. You know, slow down, don't eat so fast, because when you eat fast, your brain hasn't had a chance to say, "Whoa, I'm full."
The Japanese diet is lean and balanced, it says here, and they eat things like seaweed and seasonal fruits and fish, rice, whole grains, tofu, soy, miso, green and raw vegetables.
I like all of that.
I like it all if they if someone who knows how to make it makes it. If I was left alone with a pile of miso and soy and tofu and raw vegetables, I wouldn't know what to do with them, and I wouldn't be happy when I was finished.
Question: do you like sushi?
I do.
I love sushi. I haven't had sushi in a long time, but
Has the virus scared you away from raw fish?
The virus has kept me away from even eating out and even ordering out, to be honest with you. I'd love to be supportive.
I'm worried that the virus could get on the raw fish.
I know if I get something frozen from Trader Joe's or someplace and I put it in there, and then 3 days later I take the frozen pizza out and I know who touched it was me, pretty much. That is something that when this is over, I will probably treat myself to some sushi. Even the supermarket stuff, there's something about it when it goes back to this aesthetic, and we're talking about the way the Japanese not just what they eat, but the way they eat it and present it. Think of how beautiful sushi is.
It's beautiful. No, it is beautiful.
It's like artwork. Like if you get a dragon roll, it does suggest a dragon. I mean, you know, you have to know what you're doing to make it well. And
it suggests that the person who prepared it took their time to make it. So maybe you ought to take your time in eating it. Perhaps.
Totally agree.
Yeah. I also say that I have some stomach issues. And I never have stomach issues when I eat sushi. I always feel great after eating sushi. Mm-hmm. No long-lasting effects, no nothing, which is a good sign.
It's kind of light. The only thing is you got to watch the rice, because sushi is with the rice. Sashimi is when it's just the fish.
Right.
And I do like raw tuna for sure. But it's so funny when you first introduce somebody to sushi who never has had it. I mean, I think that I did this with my brother, and I said, "You've got to try sushi." "Oh, no, raw fish." You know, we went through that whole song and dance.
Yeah.
And then I found out later from his girlfriend, she says, "Oh, he loves it."
Isn't that funny? Yeah, go ahead.
When he said he didn't like it, I thought to myself, good thing. It's not cheap.
Good. Yeah. You just dodged. You dodged a bullet.
It's a treat.
Okay, so the Japanese also have this that they do. I can't get with this one. They like to drink tea, particularly matcha tea, which I don't believe I've ever tried.
I don't know if I've tried that or not.
It's specially grown and has processed leaves that are highly nutritious and loaded with antioxidants.
Which is
good for the immune system, helps fight cancer, aid digestion, and boost energy level. Tea. Do you drink tea? I
here and there. I used to when I was a kid. I would have a cup of tea with my mother when I came home from school. If it wasn't hot chocolate and cookies, it was tea. She was a tea drinker.
I just don't get the point of it. It gets cold quick. It's not pleasurable. I don't know how to get with the program, but apparently tea is very good for you.
Tea is good. And I like iced tea, by the way, and I drink iced tea all year long.
Oh, that's good. I'll drink that with lemonade. I like a little iced tea.
Okay.
Tea's
good for you.
The Japanese have this one thing that they do, which there's no arguing it's good for you, and that is they love to walk. Old people and young people in Japan enjoy walking, and just the way their society is set up, many of them walk out of necessity. They ride a bike much more than we do here. You know, we're all in cars, and they have cars, obviously. But many people in Japan are on their feet. And we don't do that.
We don't. No. And I should, and I don't. And I haven't lately. So you're just reminding me and making me feel bad, but they're right. And I'm wrong. and I should get with that program.
Some say also sitting on the floor. They do a lot of sitting on the floor instead of a Barca lounger, where you're just laid back like you're going to have surgery, which so many of us have some sort of, I don't actually have a lounger, but many Americans have these you know, lounger chairs.
Yeah, no.
The Japanese, no, they sit on the floor and they keep.
Yeah, I did a little more of that when I did yoga.
And finally, in Japan, these folks consider it important to provide loving care to their elders, which we do in America, but it's a different thing there.
Yeah.
Apparently, they will do anything they can do to avoid sending an elderly parent to a care home, which unfortunately for us, you know, sometimes just the necessity requires us to do that.
Because everybody's going to work here, number one, not that they're not going to work there, but also you have your extended family, I think, closer
there.
In some of these Japanese communities.
Yeah.
And I think we've gotten away from that. I notice now, and I think a lot of this has to do with all of us as we get older. I mean, are you anywhere near where your family or where you grew up? I'm not.
No.
My family's in New Jersey. The other half is in Ohio. And then some of them are even spread out now. So, you know, I've got people in the South. I've got people in Vegas. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah. I wouldn't have people to care for me. You know, I wouldn't have a big group of people who could come in and watch me or take care of me. I would need to go to a care home if I needed a lot of care. That's for sure.
When you see what the bill is, you may have to make another plan.
Exactly. Well, on that note, it's time to wrap things up. And as always, we ask you what your final thought of the day is, Susan. What is it today?
Well, I think probably walk a little more. Walk to a meal maybe of sushi at some point when things calm down. And in the meantime...
Ooh, you've combined 2 in 1. Oh, 3 in 1. And wear a mask. You could iron that.
Put it on.
You know, you smooth it out on the front. It needs a little...
I'm not ironing my mask. If I don't cook, I'm not going to iron masks. But all right, it's because it's my glasses. But it is supposed to be tight. I mean, it's supposed to be snug.
No,
so
nice.
This is not even the best one I own. But I'm just saying,
it's nice.
This is not a hardship.
And it goes with the outfit too, which is really
Thank
nice.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're glad you joined us for all the stuff that matters when you're 50 plus. Visit us at olderandwiser.com. We'll see you next time.
Bye bye.